A reading from the Gospel of John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give it to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. You heard me tell you, I am going away and I will come back to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it happens, so that when it happens, you may believe. I will no longer speak much with you, for the ruler of the world is coming. He has no power over me. But the world must know that I love the Father, and that I do just as the Father has commanded me." The Gospel of the Lord. This gospel has many deep thoughts. I would like to focus on peace, just peace. A footnote in the New American Bible refers to Jesus' peace as shalom, a gift of salvation. When Jesus tells his apostles that the peace he offers is totally unlike the peace the world gives, we do know what that is. It is just so hard to put it into words. But let's try. His peace, the peace unlike any other, is a peace that is a gift of salvation. Salvation from being overwhelmed by our worry, anxiety, confusion, sleeplessness, shock at critical world situations. It is deep. But if we are one with him, if we can grip his outstretched hand, it is ours for the asking and the taking. It is a peace that can help us through the hard stuff, can remind us where our security really lies. He tells the apostles, "Do not be afraid. I will return. You do not get it now, but you will." This calm, this Jesus peace, is greater than the ruler of the world, greater than any evil or disease or calamity. The peace the world gives, what is that? Freedom from bombs dropping on the innocent. Freedom from crashes and screaming and industrial equipment noises. Freedom from violence and abuse. But that's only part. Jesus can give us peace, shalom, in the midst of all that. Consider a sleeping baby. Peace. Consider good news on a medical diagnosis. Peace. Consider a promotion so needed. Peace. Consider the vacuum or jackhammer ceasing to run. Peace. Consider the school bell concluding noon recess. Peace. And all this is good. Still, the peace that Jesus offers surpasses these day-by-day definitions of peace. Let us believe him when he says, "I have a peace no worldly thing can give you. My shalom will not end. My peace is a promise, a gift of salvation. A jewel to tuck away in your heart when you cannot sleep and when you worry and when your stomach speaks of butterflies. Believe in this peace. Breathe in this reality. Share it." Amen.